insane, deranged, crazy. In the hands of a tyrant, these aren't mere words, not impartial descriptions of thought or behavior. They're weapons. After all, there's nothing more damning, more completely dehumanizing, than to call someone crazy.
The conspiracy theory thing, I'm just utterly shocked that they could try to make this. It's you know how people wear tinfoil hats? I think they're wearing tinfoil condoms. I'm not sure, because they seem so crazy.
There's always been crazy conspiracy theories. I think we've all got uncles over the Thanksgiving dinner who's told us crazy stuff.
It started with the 9/11 truthers, crazy. Then the birthers, crazy.
That the Bush administration could perhaps have had something to do with 9/11, facilitating 9/11, encouraging the actions that took place on 9/11. That is insane. That is literally insane.
But sometimes crazy isn't just a figure of speech. Sometimes it's a diagnosis. And as long as there have been those willing to diagnose others as insane, there have been those who have sought to use this as a label for their political enemies. And why not? Once diagnosed as mentally unsound, political dissidents can be treated as we have always treated those we dismiss as crazy. They can be locked away, drugged, and subjected to all manner of torture in the name of treatment. Now, the idea that would-be rulers would cynically use the lunatic cudgel against their political enemies is bad enough. But what if the reality is the complete opposite of what is commonly understood? What if the delusions of the dissidents are in fact real? What if their paranoid fantasies are not fantasies at all? What if their inability to fit in is not a sign that they are sick, but the society they are protesting against is sick? In other words, what if it's not the political dissidents who are crazy, but the politicians? You're about to learn about the dark history and the even more disturbing present of political psychopathy. Prepare yourself for Descent into Madness. This is the Corbett Report.
Do you think you're the devil himself?
No, but I do have a good mirror.
It's a serious question. Do you think you're the devil himself?
I don't know. Why would you say that?
Because you have all the attributes. You're incredibly smart. You remember the devil is somebody
the devil's
knows
what?
The devil's brilliant. You read Milton's Paradise Lost.
The devil scares me.
Satan is at the number one or two archangel. And the reason he goes to hell and leads the rebellion is because he can't be the top guy. Mm. And his thing is, I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven.
I saw that in a movie.
They are the villains that rule the world. But they are losing their control. You have to fight in order to survive. You have to fight to feel alive. Darkness fills their souls. They dominate to control. They are the villains who rule the world. Slaughtering the ones in their way. By those who disobey, they'll burn it to the ground in order to wear a crown. villains who rule the world. Violent real estate, where they determine the world's fate. Act so dark it hurts to know, hiding in the shadows. They try to extinguish your flame. Trapped in a nightmare you can't escape. I know that your heart aches. Series today, I'm going to be focusing on villains. What a week it's been for villains. The Epstein stuff blown up. Epstein didn't kill himself. The mainstream meme, people are talking about how Epstein is Satoshi. People are crashing out because people in the Bitcoin ecosystem have been named in the Epstein files. You know, there's this thing that happens, and I think we're all impacted by it, right? Which is that we may know something. We may believe something. But the second that thing that we know or we believe is validated, it kind of sinks in a little bit deeper. Like, it's one thing to know that the entire ruling class is a bunch of satanic pedos, and it's a entirely different thing to have the mainstream discussion in our culture be about that subject for whatever reason, because there's a ton of power that the system has, that momentum has, that just the general consciousness of our culture, of humanity in general, has. And it is because we're ultimately relational beings. We're empathetic. We're impacted by people around us, or the people in our lives.